Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We've been talking this week about what to do when the heat is on in your life. We find the outstanding story in Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who faced the heat in a very big way. They were godly young men who were serving in the court of the king of Babylon as officials in the Babylonian province after the Jews had been taken captive by the Babylonians. The day came when they were pressured from King Nebuchadnezzar to bow down to a golden idol that he had set up. Everyone bowed down except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king was enraged and demanded that they bow down or be cast into a fiery furnace, which meant sure death. We know from this amazing story that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood firm in their faith in God when they were confronted with this extreme pressure to bow down to that idol. They responded, "The God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King." When the pressure was on them, when the heat was on, they walked by faith, trusting implicitly in the God whom they served. God wants us to walk by faith when the heat is on, and not to try to deliver ourselves from the furnace we are facing through our own natural resources. God wants our only resource to be Him. Another thing that we can observe from this amazing story is not only did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk by faith when the heat is on, they also walked in humility. When they spoke to the king who had just threatened their execution if they did not bow down, they still maintained a humble and respectful attitude toward this man. They said, "He will deliver us from your hand, O king." And they referred to him respectfully, even though that king was a heathen king serving false gods and trying to impose that idol worship upon them. They could have risen up with a self-righteous attitude and said, "You don't even know God, and we're godly, and we serve the real God, and we're not bowing down." And they could have had an attitude that was anything but humble and felt smug and self-righteous about it, but they did not. They evidenced a genuine humility and walked in a respectful way towards even the one who was exerting this extreme pressure upon them. When you are under pressure, when the heat is on in your life, God wants you to still walk in humility because it releases the power of God, the grace of God to you to change that situation. We can observe a third thing in this story that is very significant about what to do when the heat is on. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also walked in love. This is a commandment that we find in Ephesians chapter 5, where we are told in the first and second verses, "Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love." We are instructed that our life has to be marked by walking in love, regardless of what we face or how we are treated by other people. Walking in love assures us of the very presence and power of God in our lives and in every situation and circumstance we face, because God is love, we are told in 1 John. Walking in love is a vital component to victory in every area of your life. But how can we observe this in this story? In the very last verse of Daniel chapter 3, we find a very interesting statement. And it occurs after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have been thrown into that fiery furnace, bound up, falling to the floor of the furnace. And yet within moments, the king observes that they're walking freely around with a fourth person in that fiery furnace, and that the fourth person looks like the Son of God, and that these men in there obviously have experienced no ill effects from being in that fire. The hair of their head was not singed, their garments were not burned, and the smell of smoke was not even upon them when they came out of that fiery furnace. After Nebuchadnezzar sees this miraculous deliverance by the hand of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God, he makes a decree that no one can ever speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because there was no other God who can deliver like this, the king reports. And in the very last verse, it says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. He promoted them. He gave them a higher level job or position than they had had previously. Already, those three were serving as officials in the province of Babylon, serving the king in his governmental administration. And yet, the 30th verse tells us that the king promoted them. Why is this significant, and how does it demonstrate that they were walking in love? Let me say this. Most people, after they have been mistreated, wrongly accused, and in this case, the king attempted to murder them by throwing them in this fiery furnace, most people would run as far as they could to get away from the person who was mistreating them this way. They would thank God they were delivered from the situation, but they'd never get close to that person again. They'd remove themselves from the person's presence. And yet here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not only didn't become angry, bitter, resentful towards the king who tried to kill them, but they willingly continued to serve him. Obviously, they walked in love, because love forgives. Love does not hold an offense. Love is not resentful for past sins against itself. God wants us to be people who walk in love to the point that we are willing to forgive the one that's putting the pressure or the heat on in our lives. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego obviously walked in love. They forgave. They did not hold it against the king. They willingly served him again. For us to have victory in our lives, we must walk in love. We will never get away from this fundamental command that's called the royal law of love. Jesus said, "One thing I command you, love one another. A new commandment I give you, love one another." And it didn't say love them if they treat you right, love them when they respect you. It said love. God wants us to walk in love, because God loves when he's mistreated, when he's ignored, when he is hated. God still loves. God still forgives. God has called us to that radical lifestyle called love. And if you are going to have victory in a pressure-filled situation that you're facing, you're going to have to walk in love. A friend of mine who works in a particular office setting was under tremendous pressure at work, and she was being harassed and tormented literally by one particular woman in the office who made her life miserable by creating problems with the paperwork that was not necessary, requiring things of her that were not required in her particular position, and always making it hard for her to do her job. She came to me so frustrated, wanting to quit, angry, having a hard time forgiving this woman because this treatment continued unabated. I suggested to her that she go on a campaign of love where she would respond to this person with the opposite spirit. She would begin to pour out love on this woman. She would think of things to bless her. She would do creative things to make her day better, even though she was being mistreated in this office setting. She put this to practice, and the whole situation turned dramatically around. When you walk in love, God can come in and turn your situation around. Walk in love when the heat is on, and you'll see God intervene and deliver you from that fiery furnace. Join me tomorrow as we complete our series on what to do when the heat is on. Hello, friends. It's time for our African Minute. I wanted to share with you just a quick encouragement to be a part of what Hidden with Christ Ministries is doing in Africa. We have been broadcasting Keys to Victorious Christian Living throughout the continent of Africa for some time, but because of financial pressure that we've been experiencing, we had to go off the air in Africa. And this was very sad to us because we have such a love for the African people. We have stacks on my desk of requests for Bibles, for Bible material, for tapes that we have not been able to fill. All these requests, written letters and emails that have come to us because of people who've heard our ministry on the radio in Africa. And yet, because of a lack of finances, we have not been able to send out the Bibles and books and tapes that we have so many requests for. Would you like to be a part of sending the Word of God to a believer in Africa? Then write to us today. Send a gift to Hidden with Christ Ministries and mark it Africa Missions Project, and we will continue to send the Word of God to our brothers and sisters in Africa. And if the Lord puts it on your heart, would you consider helping us to go back on the air in Africa and bring Keys to Victorious Christian Living to the African continent? Pray about that and write to us today. Thank you for being a part of God's work in the earth in these end times.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.